Good evening, everybody. Hope y'all are doing good today. Happy Father's Day to everyone out there. Four men are in the hospital waiting room because their wives are having babies. A nurse goes up to the first man and says, "Congratulations, you're a father of twins." "That's odd," answers the man. "I work for the Minnesota Twins." The nurse later goes up to the second guy, "Congratulations, you're the father of triplets." The man answers, "That's weird, I work for the 3M company." Later, the nurse walks up to the third man, "Congratulations, you're the father of quadruplets." "That's strange," he answers, "I work for the Four Seasons Hotel." The last man is groaning and banging his head against the wall. "What's wrong?" the others asked. He said, "I work for 7-Up. When I started to think of what I was going to share with y'all tonight, I started to think of what my dad has taught me and shown me throughout the years. And that ranges from like how to mow when I was like 8 years old, how to change the oil and the brakes on the car, and how to do math correctly, which was a struggle for a long time. And even when mom was working, to how to throw a frozen pizza in the oven. he has been a great example of a spiritual leader and a father to me. Proverbs 4:1. I'll just turn that to the other one real fast. It says, "Hear my children the instruction of a father and give attention to no understanding." I'm very thankful God has given me a father who is very caring and always there when I need guidance. He has always encouraged me to read my Bible and memorize the word. We have this thing in our house for high school where we have to learn verses and verse cards. And the way to graduate is you have to be able to say them all in the end, which we have to finish here in a couple weeks. So pray for me for that. Let's see. I'm also very thankful for my Heavenly Father and the vast amount of love in grace he has shown me. Also, please turn to Isaiah 53. And verse 3. "He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. The Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. And he was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is silent, so he openeth not his mouth." What love the Father has shown to all of us. He sent his Son down and was beaten and hung on a cross for us, and not because of anything that he has done, but because of my sin and what we have done and displeased the Father. And he was willing just to send his only Son and to turn his back on him. And I'm just very thankful for the love he's shown us. And just to finish off here, it looks like we're going to finish off a little early. I'm going to read a poem. It's called My Dad. I remember as a child the special way you smiled as you dried a tear or fixed a broken toy. A kind and gentle man, you would always understand. Be there for me in times of grief or joy as I ponder to reflect on the man that I most respect. In the many special moments that we've had, I finally understand why the moments were so grand. For you are more than just my father, you are my dad. And just close in prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for this beautiful day that you've given us, and just thankful for the fathers that you have placed in my life to keep me in instruction and on the right path. And I just thank you for them, and I thank you for you sending your only son down and dying for me, a wretched sinner, and loving me even though I've sinned against you, even after that. And I also pray for those that are going on the missions trip in a couple weeks, and as we will be doing the same thing as us three have done tonight, preaching to the gospel and to those who have maybe possibly have never heard it, and that they might come to know you. And just help us as we're out there, and help everyone as they are driving home tonight. Just keep them safe. And thank you for all that you've done. In Jesus' name, amen. Happy Father's Day again.